The case study explores how the unrest that followed the shooting of the 18-year-old black man by a white police officer was a symptom of underlying racial discrimination and what role an education system can play in resolving such problems, according to study author Tracy Benson.
I mean, yes, we need to solve for police brutality and unarmed people being shot when they're unarmed. However, there's a larger, more contextual underpinning of racial discrimination that's gone on for a while that produces these kinds of symptoms. And so as an educator, we're talking more about how to take a proactive stance towards learning about the underpinnings of the racial oppression, and how do we, through schools, have conversations about this so that over time we can educate the populace so that things like this don't happen or happen much less frequently.
The three school districts in the Ferguson area closed schools for different periods of time during the unrest that followed the shooting, with some deciding to reroute buses and conduct intervention training, according to study co-creator Veronica Benavides. Having led 10 groups through the case study already, Benavides says she's found it can be the first time people in the audience have talked about race within the education system beyond disparities like the achievement gap.
The conversation is really important, and it's not happening as often as it needs to happen. And so just having taught it these handful of times, it gives me even more of a sense of urgency of wanting to get this case out into the hands of professors, into education schools, into public policy schools, into other places where I think it would really benefit students and teachers and administrators to really be having this conversation.
Benson, who served as principal of Pittsfield High School from 2010 to 2013, says structural racism is not unique to the Ferguson community.
Our country has a history of oppression, and we haven't really spent a lot of time examining that and how to remedy the vestiges of the legalized oppression that we had less than 100 years ago, and the similar vestiges of how they play out today. Now, this is not to say that these vestiges of structural racism are purposeful. They're a residue that we've had since times of legalized segregation, even desegregation after Brown versus Board. So we've had these vestiges that still continue to play out. And unless we purposefully look to solve for these issues, this sort of underpinning of racial unrest, even though it might not be, people marching in the street, it'll be ever present until we deal with these the structures that keep our society this way.
Benavides helped create Movement Makers, an organization focused on increasing academic performance through culturally relevant teachings, a system that was tested in New York City.
Looking at stories, history, that reflected their own identity in order to instill a sense of agency and advocacy among these students. And it was a year-long course, and it went really well. We were able to see significant gains in student perceptions of self and attendance and academic performance.
The two-hour event features a presentation and working through the case study, followed by further discussion. Benson says the groupthink method provides fresh ideas toward addressing race in schools.
It's unfortunate this event happened, but however, how do we use this as the opportunity to discuss how do we proactively prevent issues like this? So generally, it's been very well received. And it's provided us with a conversation that we should have more often in terms of the proactive measures rather than the reactive measures.
The event starts at 6:30 at MCLA's Science Center in North Adams. Benson and Benavides will hold a similar talk at Williams College May 4th. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.